guess who's not eating soup today?
Yes, there's Brady. Good morning. It's the Doc and Woody Show with Eric and Randall at Shea 106. The soup diet is over.
Thank God.
This is like after, you know, the lead up to the Grey Cup, and we're just doing the aftermath of it now. Just talking about what went down. It's all over now. The 7-day soup diet that Randall embarked upon last week. Brady's one of the listeners who went on it with you. I'm amazed at how many people contacted us. We had a nutritionist on, a registered dietitian, a very nice lady by the name of Danielle Aldis last week, and she tried to tell Randall that it was not a good idea what he was doing.
She warned him not to do
it.
Yeah.
And then somehow you gleaned some coaching from her that said, yeah, well, okay, go ahead and do it.
Because she said some people use the diet as a kind of like a kickstart.
No, she didn't say that.
I believe you said,
do you think that some people use it? And she goes, well, I guess.
Well, I heard what I heard. I heard what I wanted to hear.
How's the leading?
Yeah, really. Anyway, it was an interesting roller coaster ride last week. Randall was in kind of a different mood every day. And so was Brady, who called in. He's left us an audio blog. And here's some from the weekend.
It's an experience. It really is. It brings you to the brink of death, you know. And then you come back from that. And then to live another day.
Yeah. His wife asked him why he did it. And he said,
why do people climb Everest? You know, why do people skydive?
Really?
No, man, seriously. I love you. Randall, I love you. I seem to have contracted some kind of horrible virus, probably due to the lack of nutrition or something.
Mm-hmm. Quite a weekend it was for Brady. He had a difficult day with Beef Day on Friday.
Well, the whole Beef Day was kind of anticlimactic, or whatever you call it. Doc was right. I bought a 22-ounce cut. I went over by 2. I was like, I'll just cheat a little. I sat down. It was $40. $40 for all that meat. Holy cow. Who can sustain this diet? But anyway, I sat down, and I got probably 4 ounces into it. And like I said, Doc was right. The cramping started. I guess my stomach was, like, shrunken to the size of a walnut from all this soup. But, of course, I stuffed in about another 12 ounces, you know. I've been lying in pain on the couch. It's not a good day.
All right, so he almost died over the weekend. Let's see how he did over the 7 days.
So I jumped on the scale this morning. My starting weight, I lied at first. I was a little chubby. I just didn't want to admit it. But my starting weight was 192, and I jumped on the scale this morning, and I'm 180.
All right, so he's down 12 pounds. Wow. 12 pounds.
Well done.
Let's see how Randall did. The instigator of the diet started at 227.
And I am down to 220.
Seven pounds.
That's it?
No, what do you mean, that's it? That's a pound a day.
That's it?
Well,
that's
when you started it, you were like, I could lose up to 17 pounds or some such number.
You're supposed to say, that's great, Randall. Good job.
No, it's not.
7 pounds.
Oh?
You can't even lift 7 pounds, Woody.
Well,
7 pounds.
Well, that's pretty cool. Issue.
That's great.
Yeah. No, so here's the thing, though.
What?
Because the real test is going to be next Monday when we weigh you again.
Mm.
When we do that final weigh-in.
Do we have to do this?
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Well, no, because, I mean, if you're 7 pounds down a week from now, I'll be, like, super impressed.
You think I'm going to gain all of it back, don't you?
And more.
By 6 p.m. tonight.
You guys really think I'm going to gain it all back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Have some faith.
Well, I don't know. The only words I've heard out of your mouth are like, oh, you can eat buffet. you know, buckets of chicken.
You ever go to that bulk barn?
The bulk barn. Stay.
Oh, wow, I love that place.
Yeah, they don't love you.
Oh, geez, they should.
Yeah,
spend
really?
Money in there.
Do you?
Yeah, I went in there on Saturday. That was torture.
What are you, nuts?
I know.
This is why I don't think he's going to make it another week.
I know.
The next week is going to be 229.
No.
All right, well, good luck over this next week now.
Yes, okay. Mr. Sincerity.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.